Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome once again to Conversations with B and Rob. This is your host, B. What's up, everyone? Unfortunately, my co-host and your favorite psychologist, Rob, could not be in again this evening. And you guys, say a special prayer for Rob. She's a little under the weather. Oh, I'm tongue-tied tonight. She's a little under the weather, and she's having a little problem with her blood pressure. So you guys that understand and know the meaning of prayer, give a little prayer. Hope she feels better, and she sends her well wishes to everyone. But back to the show, everybody. Tonight's going to be another musical night for everyone, but it's a little different. Instead of having the actual singing artist, we're going to have the artist behind the artist. Tonight we are proud to welcome Crystal, singing, songwriting, hit maker, Crystal. She's responsible for a lot of hits that you guys are hearing on the radio. We're going to play some of them. She's not going to come on until about 7:30. So in the meantime, we're going to play one of the songs. And the first song I'm going to do is the one that everybody knows, you know, that's around playing, and that is Mariah Carey's Touch My Body. And again, this was written by songwriter extraordinaire Crystal, a.k.a. The Ink. So I'm going to go ahead and get that started right now. So you're going to hear Touch My Body, written by Crystal, our guest tonight, and sung by Mariah Carey. Enjoy.
Been waiting for it, I'm waiting too. In my imagination, I'll be all up for you. I know you got that fever for me, 102. And boy, I know I feel the same, my temperature's through the room. If it's the camera up in here, then it's only you for me. When I do. If it's the camera up in here, then I bet like I just look on YouTube. Put your beer on your mouth and brag about your secret rendezvous. My business like a wedding interview.
Touch my body, call me on the face.
All right, everyone. That was Mariah Carey, Touch My Body, written by tonight's guest, Chris Style. And let's give a clap for that one. I like that song. I like Mariah. And congrats, Mariah, on her new marriage. Let's give a clap for that. I know everybody's got something to say about that woman and her business. But I say big up. Whatever makes you happy, girlfriend, even if it's just for the day, you do the damn thing. That's what I got to say. So congratulations on that. Now, next up, we're going to be playing another song that was written by Crystal, but it's sung by, oh, God, and I need to be beaten because I can't remember the girl's name. And I'll say it after I play the song. But it's called Google Me. So I'm going to go ahead and play this one. This one, again, is written by tonight's guest, Crystal. So this is Google Me.
I'm superb, fly like a bird, 16 with the baddest curve, really checking on me, I'm hot, hot, but I'm cooler than your dudes, I'm a big shot, probably see me in the new Explorer Safari, you know where your girl be, if you wanna find me, baby you can go.
Alright, everyone, that was Tayana Taylor, Google Me, and again, that was written by tonight's guest, super songwriter, hit maker extraordinaire, a.k.a. The Ink, Chris Style. And we've got coming up now for your listening pleasure is, if you guys know Chili, that's my girl Chili from TLC, the C in the TLC, she's coming out with the new hotness on that solo tip, and her debut single is called Dumb, Dumb, Dumb. And that, too, is written by tonight's guest. And we're going to go ahead and play that right now. Enjoy.
Jump ropes and mud ties. Since time and since mother may I was on the team until he tried me like the lame man. I don't know why.
He knows what I got. He wants his spot, but I
stay fly. Boy, get a clue. You seize and know I continue. You try to block me, you gotta be a dumb, dumb, dumb. Been through too much to lose this, cause I'm number one. You and me could have been like Nintendo. You try to block me. Get a clue.
All right, that was hot. That was hot. Again, that was Chili's new single, Dum Dum Dum, written by tonight's guest, Christelle. Big up, big up. Yeah, that was hot. That was hot. And my girl Sweet's holding it down in the chat room, saying her song is fire. Yeah, Crystal's the hits are the bomb. Now, Crystal will be calling us in a few minutes. Oh, yeah, she will give Neil a run for his money. Shoot. I always wonder how men, not taking anything off of his writing skills, but I think for females, we write better for other females, because you have to be one of us to know what we go through sometimes and know how to express that in writing and song. But that's my humble opinion. Now, so you don't hear me talking all by myself tonight, boo-hoo. I am going to play our show Monday. We had my buddy Eddie Benitez in, and I was unable to play a couple of his songs. So since we have a couple of minutes, I'm going to go ahead and throw one of Eddie's in there, and it's just a little jazz while I wait for our guest to call in. And the one that I'm going to play for Eddie is called They Cry. So this is just a little jazz to keep you guys chilling while we're waiting for Crystal to call in. All right, this is Eddie Benitez, guitarist extraordinaire with They Cry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, yeah, I'm on. All right, everyone. That was Eddie Benitez's They Cry. And we still have a few more minutes, so I have time for one more song. And we'll throw Eddie's other one in there that I missed from Monday. And that's called Flight into Heaven by Eddie Benitez. Enjoy. All right, everyone. That was Eddie Benitez's Flight into Heaven. Now, love my round of applause. I got to give the round of applause for Eddie's song, too. Right, and we'll have Crystal calling in about 3-4 minutes, depending on what time it is. So, again, tonight's guest is Crystal, super hit writer. You guys will be hearing a lot about this young lady, and I think she's only, what, 24 now, and she's already got 5 radio singles under her belt with heavyweights, and you heard earlier that Mariah Cut, Touch My Body, the Google Me song by, let me look at the name, I can't always mess up, I hate messing up people's names, you know, Tayana Taylor, I hope I'm saying her name right, and of course we have Chili's new single, Dum Dum Dum, which is one of my favorites right now. That's hot. I love it. A couple other people she's worked with, you guys may have heard the names. You know, Janet Jackson, Natasha Bedingfield. I'm sorry, my eyes are blind, too, and I can't talk correctly tonight. What's going on? And Tiffany Evans, the I'm Grown single featuring Bow Wow. She wrote that. Jennifer Lopez, Gotta Be There. We got Kiki Palmer, Hood Anthem. I am so tongue-tied tonight, it's not even funny. Hood Anthem, just to name a few. And again, let's check the switchboard, make sure it's not acting up. We know how Blog Talk switchboards act up periodically. And a matter of fact, you guys, I'm going to do the thing that I normally do, and that's refresh it, just in case it locked up on me and is acting a fool so our guests can call in without any problems. And if you guys are in the chat room and you have any questions, go ahead and hit it up. And again, the call-in number, as always, is 347-205-9471. Again, that number is 347-205-9471. And you can call in and speak with tonight's guest, Crystal, and I'm saying her name, the name is Crystal. Although her name is Crystal, that's probably why I keep saying it. And while I'm stuttering, it's because I'm trying to get the thing organized on here. I'm sorry, you guys. Those of you who know our show know that sometimes I have my blonde moments, and I'm having one of those right now. And again, where was I on here? I'm sorry, you guys. Please bear with me. I know, right, sweet? Please, I'm having a time over here with the thing going on. But anyway, tonight's guest should be calling in momentarily. And I'm trying to find another song since we've got a couple of 3 minutes on here. And that's why I'm sitting here stuttering because I can't walk and chew gum. Another song that she's done. And let's play the Angel song. And hopefully you can hear it because my keyboard is acting up on me again. Sweet, you is so wrong. You cracking up off of me, that is so wrong. I laugh at myself too, though. What the hell with it? I know I'm having a time over here messing up the switchboard. Okay, here we go, you guys. I'm going to play this real quick while we're waiting on. Oh, no, we still got a minute. So you guys just hear me talk, and I'll play it later on. Sweets, you messing with me. You have any questions, Sweets? How did you like? I know you love that Touch My Body song. What's going on with the, how'd you like feeling Chili's new song? I'm loving that one, though, too. I've heard Touch My Body so many times. They're playing the hell out of it. But Chili's song, only in the ATL are they playing it, so I just have to listen to it on the MySpace. But that's hot, you know. Got to give props up for both of them, the artist as well as the writer. So we're okay, so she should be calling in any moment, you guys. I know, right? A great song for her. Sweet just said, if you guys are not in the chat room, she's in the chat room, and she said it's a great song, and it's a strong comeback for her. And yes, it is. You know, you got to come back with the new hotness, you know, so people know you still got it. Just because you took some time off to do what you got to do don't mean the talent's not still there. Just, you know, how the radio companies are not really promoting all the good artists like they used to anymore. I was talking with my boy, and big up Eddie Benitez. Hey, Eddie, if you're listening, don't prank me tonight. I played a prank on my man, Eddie, today, and it was funny. So I'm expecting a prank back any day now. He's going to get me. But we were talking earlier how, you know, a lot of artists that are out now, you don't hear about them. You know, you don't even know they have anything new because their companies suck, and they're not promoting the albums, right? And I'm glad that Tom Anderson and his partner came up with a vehicle such as MySpace and added all these wonderful things where you can have a music page and be able to connect with your supporters and connect with other people, you know, in the industry and just network and get everything at one place and promote yourself because, seriously, and not to take anything away from Tila Tequila, she can't sing, y'all. Let's keep it real. You can't sing, girl. But, you know, it was very good for her career, though. She's a pretty little girl, and there's a market for her, and she's doing good with both. She's got two shows now out on MTV, and it's all because of MySpace. Tila Tequila Suite, you know, the one that got her first show, got famous off of MySpace. So, yeah, she's got some singles out and stuff. And they're cutesy, you know, and it's cutesy for the genre that maybe she's trying to hit. But it's not singing. It's not like, for me, it's not singing. You're not hitting those notes, you know. I call it talk singing. That's when you're taught to sing. Talk singing, where you're talking and singing. But, and I think we've got Crystal online right now while I'm sitting here messing with folk. Is this Crystal?
Hold on real fast. I'm going to connect Crystal. Hold on.
Okay. The voice you heard was Crystal's manager and also Chili's manager, everyone. So she'll be connecting her momentarily. Let me go back to Sweet in the chat room. She says Crystal is a strong writer, so much competition. She sure is. She sure is, you know, and a lot of her lyrics are simple, but they hit home. And again, I stated earlier how I feel that, you know, a woman is much more of a stronger writer for another woman. Oh, and we lost her. She'll call back in. That patching people in is off the chain. And, manager, if you're hearing, if you wanted to call directly, I'm so not a stalker. I don't call people messing with folk.
Okay. Hold on real
quick. Okay. Oh, wait, I can't have that ear. I'm sitting here just laughing. All the crystals over here. Sweets, leave me alone tonight, man. You're wrong for that. But, oh, yeah, YouTube for Soulja Boy. Yep, YouTube is another good vehicle for people. Another pal of mine, Romani Malco, you know, he had some videos up.
Hello.
On YouTube.
Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, yay, we've got Crystal and Crystal. Y'all killing me with the Chris's.
I know, right?
Got me all tongue-tied. Let me give a round of applause for you guys. Yay. Thanks for coming on. Conversations with B and Rob. It's just B tonight. Unfortunately, my co-host, our resident psychologist, is out ill. So everybody, I ask everybody. Yeah, she's got a little high blood pressure. And for those of you who've listened to the show and you haven't, my co-host, who's a psychologist, but she's also in a wheelchair. She's in a terrible car accident 15 years ago that left her paralyzed and in the chair. And occasionally she does, unfortunately, have severe health issues. And it's one of those she's been battling. So all my praying people, y'all say a prayer for my girl, Rob.
Yeah, what's her name again?
Robin. We call her Rob, but her name
Robin,
is Robin.
Definitely.
Yeah, she's been bad. It's been stroke levels, and she's been battling. But, you know, she sends everybody her love, and she hates that she's missing you guys tonight. For real, for real.
Aw. Well, hey, Robin.
And, oh, thanks, sweet shout out to Rob. Okay, well, let's get on with business at hand. Thanks for coming in, Crystal and Crystal. But I'm Chris Style. What's going
Thank
on, girl?
You
just, like the bomb writer.
Am I?
Yeah, on the real. And I do not sugarcoat nobody with nothing. Trust me on that when I say I will not tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do.
Now, what was the very first song that you wrote? And did it get any airplay? Did it get any kind of play? Or is it just something for yourself?
Well, like the first song that I wrote, like in life, was a song I wrote in, I think I was in the fifth grade, and it was horrible. It was called No Next Time, and it was it just was not something that you wanted to hear. So thank God that didn't get any airplay or anything for me and the people in my little apartment.
Look, you better bury that deep, then. You know when you get in that stratosphere up there.
Exactly. Don't you tell me.
They're going to dig it up. So hopefully whoever heard it, they don't have any copies.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised. It'll come out of nowhere.
Okay, one of our and sweet, get out of my brain because that was my next question, but one of our listeners in the chat room says, how do you write a song? How do you begin it? I usually ask you, do you hear the melody in your head first, or you just come up with some bomb-ass lyrics and go from there? What's your whole process?
You know what? For me, it changes every time. Like, sometimes I could be, I was actually on the plane, and I came up with some concepts. And so a lot of times I may come up with just an idea of what I want to talk about, and then later on I'll put melody to it and lyric to it, or sometimes I'll just have lyrics. And, later on come up with melody. So it kind of flips around for me. My creative mind is so far beyond my comprehension. Like, I don't understand it for the life of me. It just kind of happens.
What's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, it either is or it isn't.
Yeah, I heard they said we kind of sneaky or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, Lord, that was another show. I will not get into y'all Scorpio folks. I get along with Scorpios really good. Couple of my family members are Scorpios. My neighbors are Scorpio. We get along good because I'm a Gemini, so I understand that it either is or it isn't.
Gemini.
Yeah.
Ah.
I understand that.
Okay.
There's no bottom line with me. It's either you like one of the twins and sweet. Ooh, Sagittarius. Okay. Sweet girl, go ahead on.
Oh, Lord. Sagittarius.
Just keep my pressure up. Now, Chili's Dum Dum Dum. What brought that on? Is that like a life experience, or is that something that just came to you?
That's so funny because you was like, Chili's Dum Dum Dum. Like, she was.
Oh, God, no. I meant the song. I know. I didn't even.
I know.
Let me rephrase that, people. My bad.
I'm just messing with y'all. No, but I'm sorry because I threw you off and threw me off. What was the question?
With the Chili's new single, Dum Dum Dum. The concept for that, is that from a real life experience, or is that from maybe a little bit of a real life experience embellished? Where'd you get that one from?
Well, you know, it originally was talking about a girl being dumb, trying to take, somebody else's man and saying, like, you can't come between us. But
mm-hmm.
then when Chili heard it, she fell in love with it, and she was like, I want to kind of represent for the ladies. Instead of calling the girl dumb, can we flip it around and make it somewhat like talking about the guy? So then, we went in and flipped some words here and there, and it came out amazing. So it's just a song that I wrote it at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I heard the track. These producers named Battery 5, they did
mm-hmm.
the track, and I heard it, and it just kind of woke me up at 4 a.m., and I just sat up in the bed and wrote the song. And,
wow.
Chili heard it. Yeah, it was. It's just that crazy. Like, I have no control over whoever that mind of mine that I get into when I start writing and stuff. It just it has no time frame or anything. It just kind of goes. So at 4 a.m., I just woke up and wrote it, and Chili heard it, and she fell in love with it. She came in the studio with her own dance moves and everything.
I see her. She get crushed. She could do that Superman. Go, girl.
Oh, yeah. She gets down. She gets down just like she just finished doing the Creep video. She gets down.
Now, again, Sweets in the chat room has asked, how does an artist hear your song? Do you have it, like, do you record it for them, or do you sometimes sing it to them?
Well, normally I'll demo it completely. I'll go in and I record it myself. And then, sometimes it goes through different channels. Sometimes it may go through my management. He may get it to someone else,
mm-hmm.
or the producers may play it for the different artists. It just kind of depends. And at the end of the day, it's all God. I feel like he just kind of guides the record to who they need to be sang by. So it's all been a blessing.
You're absolutely right about that. I'm glad you even said that. A lot of artists today don't like that three-letter word. They shy away from God.
You can't talk to me without hearing that.
they shy away from God. Oh, man, I wish I'd told you about, you could have listened into my Monday show. You can always go back and listen to, you would have loved that one. Eddie Benitez was on. Have you heard of him?
Uh-huh, I have heard of Eddie Benitez.
Yes, he was on, but we were not doing music that time. We were talking about spirituality and everything, and it was a great show.
Wow,
yesterday. Really? Yeah, we went 2 hours with that.
Oh, you got to put me in on that next conversation.
I sure will. I'm going to send you a friend request from both my pages. I have a private and our conversations. But, yeah, so you can get on that one the next time. We're always doing different topics. We'll have a music night and everything. You would have really loved that one.
I know. I love to talk about my friends. I love me some Jesus.
Okay, hello. Hey, I'm going to send you this link. And I know, and I get off topic sometime, but another MySpace friend of mine sent me this link. And it shows this brother coming out of the Burger King, and these two Mormons came up on him, and you know he looked like he got the munchies, he about to get his eat on,
right?
Got his do-rag and everything, appearances, you know, and they rolled up on him like, "You want to learn something?" And he turned the tables on them. They didn't know that boy knew that Bible like he did. I was like, "Hello,
wow.
I'ma send it to you." You're gonna be like, "Girl, he told him." Had them all mad.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah, he had them all upset. And I was like, that was such a beautiful video to see. And I've been sharing it with everybody I know that will feel that, because that shows you that appearance. You see the brother in the do-rag thinking he's doing this and this and this, and here he know more about Christ than they did.
Exactly.
Coming up on people, all up in your space.
Exactly. I feel like you can learn something from any and everybody. You can learn something from a homeless man on the side of the road. He can teach you the most valuable lesson in life if you just take the time out to talk to people. You can't just judge everybody on, you know what I mean? Because some people look like they know a whole lot, but they don't know nothing.
And ain't got the common sense of a pair of sneakers.
Ain't got the sense God gave a billy goat, like my mama said.
I haven't heard that in years. Oh, gosh. Oh, what was the other question? See, I'm all off topic, though, but you got me on the Most High. You know, once you get me on
exactly.
The Most High.
Talk about what you, hey, I'm here for you. You talk about whatever you want to talk about.
But back to the, now, how, I know one important question, I know everybody that's listening might want to know. How, if someone's an inspiring songwriter, what's the best way for them to go about breaking into this songwriting business?
Well, I would first say that they would need to study their craft. You know, whatever you're trying to do, you have to make sure you can do it to the fullest. And I would just read up on everything about the music industry. I know that's what I did all throughout school. I would be reading All You Need to Know About the Music Industry book. That's a very good book for anybody who is trying to get into the business. And I would also say that they need to hang out in areas where they can network with different industry people, because a lot of times we get so caught up in our own craft, we're just singing in the bathroom and can't nobody hear you in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like sometimes you need to get out and just kind of go to the different open mics. I know down in Atlanta, there's so many different avenues for you to show your talent and just meet people who are just as in love with music as you are. So you got to hang around, kind of like in school, how they say you hang around the smart kids if you want to be a part.
Smart, yeah, you know, or the,
exactly.
The acting kids hung
same
with each other, the thespian group. Yeah, true.
Exactly. It's the same way. So you have to put yourself in those environments.
What if somebody can't sing, but they can write?
If they can write, it's the same thing. What they would probably want to do is go to the different open mic shows, because there's always producers and things like that there. And us writers, we need producers, and vice versa, because they provide the music and then we provide the lyric and melody. So they would definitely just need to try to be anywhere there's music being done, there's somebody there they need to meet. Definitely.
So basically, they just need to get out, network, and let people know that mm-hmm. they're there and what they're doing.
Definitely.
Right.
Got to get out and meet people.
Now, see, I write mm-hmm. some, but I do mostly poetry and writing, and I've been told I'm supposed to be into songwriting. But, girl, I can't sing worth a damn.
But you know what, though? Some of the greatest songwriters can't sing. Like, I know Diane Warren, she's not a singer, but she is
her lyrics are dope.
Time, you know. So yeah,
and I've never tried to branch into it, cuz I mean, my daughter tells me I make the dog's ears hurt, so.
What was it? Oh, poor dog.
You know, that's like somebody come up to me and say, "You know, all my life I wish I could sing." But after hearing you, I wish you could.
Well, I can't dance, so hey.
Now, that's something that you can learn later on in life, because trust me, from a used to be non dancer,
I can. Some of us are rhythmically challenged. We just can't do it.
No, you know, I thought that too, girl. And let me tell you what changed my life. Reggae.
Oh, reggae. Okay.
Dance hall. You'd be like, girl, I will tear up the dance. I will take over the dance hall. Because it's something about.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's something about the beat and the rhythm that. And I just, next thing I know, I'm just killing it out there. But before,
well,
I was.
I'm going to go try it because you said it. Now, if I come back looking like a fool, I'm going to have to call up Blog Talk Radio.
See, they'll maybe have to drag you out to the dance hall. And you know, next weekend's Atlanta Carnival, so I'm going to be out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to be out and about at Atlanta Carnival.
Okay.
And sweet, I'm looking at the NFI. You hear a pause. And Hey, Solange is coming in. And again, you guys, if you have a question before we let Crystal go, our call-in number is 347-205-9471, 347-205-9471. If you're in the chat room, I'm looking at it for a change. Just hit it up. And Sweet says, yeah, whining your body looks good. Yeah, Crystal, because when you're at the dance, all you're doing is a whine. It's like you're with your man. Or with whoever you're with. Got to get that wine on. Hey, tick, tick. Anyway.
I'm going to go try it just because of you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I thought for years I couldn't dance worth a lick. I was like Carlton on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
No.
Now, okay, I wanted to ask something. Now, that. And don't beat me, but I really don't listen to too much radio. So everything I hear, my almost 18-year-old son tells me about the music. And you guys have to thank him, because I didn't even know Chili had anything coming out. He was the one that hooked me up. Justin, yeah, big up my son, Justin. And he's number one in his class, y'all. Big up. I love it.
Oh, that is really good.
You know, but Tiffany Evans, is she the same young lady that was in one of the...
Tyler Perry movies?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's her.
That's her. Wow.
That's her. She was blowing in the movie, and she's blowing now.
Because I'm guessing that can't be the same little girl that was in the movie with that voice. But I remember the voice. It sounded familiar because I think she was on like one of those shows like American Idol for the younger. I can't think of the name. It's bad. My brain cells are fighting for control tonight. They're fighting. But, what was the other one? Natasha, somebody help me with her last name. Bedingfield. Okay, I'm just jacking up the poor lady's name. Now, when you wrote Angel, I know, it's one of those nights, you guys, and please forgive me, but probably because half of my mind is worried about my best friend Robin, so it's probably why I'm a little off my game tonight. But Natasha, Angel, what was the concept for Angel?
You said what was the concept for Angel?
I mean, what sparked that? Was that another one that just came to you, or was that?
That's actually one I co-wrote along with Rodney Jerkins did the track, actually.
Oh, okay.
And I co-wrote that song with Sean Daniels and Rico Love.
Oh, okay.
And they're two very big known writers. And when Rodney started doing the track, it was instant. I mean, I don't think that song took longer than maybe an hour to write. And
wow.
It was just an instant feeling. Yeah, once we heard the track, it was like, okay, we know exactly what it's going to be. And then when Natasha actually recorded it, it came out so amazing.
It's a beautiful song.
Because sometimes it's hard to, you know, match demos. And she just did an amazing job. She tore my little demo all up.
Yeah. Now, if you're giving her the props, that she tore it up.
Yeah,
she did the Whitney on you. You know how Whitney just straight up, Dak, what's the name song? I Will Always Love You. That wasn't her song. That wasn't Dolly's song no more. Never no more.
Oh, yeah, she told it up.
Alrighty. Now, give me a song that you have written that, even if it's not out yet, that's like a personal thing. And you don't have to get too personal, but something that came from maybe an experience. Could be a gospel song, because I'm quite sure you sound like you're in all genres of music. You can do it all, girl.
Let me see. A song that I wrote is probably personal. Without giving away too much, I did a song that the concept is more about you not being in love with yourself and not appreciating yourself, and you're kind of talking to yourself in the mirror, so to speak. And that's something that was a little personal to me because, you know, we all go through,
mm-hmm.
you know, we want to look a certain way or we want to mimic what people are doing on TV or in magazines. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes we get caught up in that. And younger, when I was younger, I kind of got caught up in that and I wanted to be like everybody else but me.
Mm-hmm.
So that song would be a personal song for me. And it's just
oh,
about,
wow.
you know, self-love. Yeah.
Now that would be one I would love to hear. With those lyrics.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Just from Utah. I can't wait. Does somebody need to put that out for me? Something.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. A lot of young girls need that a lot.
Exactly. Exactly.
Definitely. Oh, hold on. Let me see the chat room. If we don't have any questions, I'm not going to keep you too much longer because I know you're a busy person. What you got coming up next, Crystal Ford? What's going
well,
on with you?
I have coming up next. I'm actually working on some stuff for Beyonce. And I've been working on some stuff for Brandy, Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Kind of,
you about to blow them up
everywhere.
Even more, girl.
I'm just blessed to be thought of.
You about to blow
humble.
Them up even more. No, but everything is Ja works, Shanoa. Just Ja works. Nothing that happened
mm-hmm.
without Ja handing it. Done, no.
Mm-hmm.
I already written it. I already done sign and seal.
Exactly.
With yours is for yours, and I can just sense you have a good, wonderful personality, down to earth, your spirit, and that is why you're being blessed. And don't let any of you know those fools in that industry change you in the least. Oh yeah, some fools. Let me tell you now, I met some of them fools
yeah.
that make me not want to never meet nobody famous again. My
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
It's like
mean,
I'm gonna
I
stick out here. In the country where I live, go to Atlanta every now and again.
Right.
Out here with the deer and the rabbit.
Right, because they ain't going to hurt you.
You know, I'll stick my dog on them. Shoot, I ain't got time. You know, I'm going to be bigging you up and saying prayers for you when it crossed my mind to keep you strong in that journey out there, you know, because I know, you know, that once you really hit, because you're going there, I can feel it. I just know it. Your writing is just out of control, and once, you know, you're up there, and I know that's the main thing that they try to do is bring a good sister
yeah.
down when you're up there.
Yeah.
But as long as you put the Almighty first, you ain't never going to
mm-hmm.
have a problem. And all things yeah. through Him, and make sure that all things that you check on Him, even when they don't want to tell you, you know, and they'll try to tell you to your face that He ain't real. Those
exactly.
Scientologists, yeah, they big out there in Hollywood.
Mm.
And y'all get
yeah,
mad at me if you want to. This is my show. I can say that. Y'all off the chain. Oh my God, don't exist. Your blood clots.
<Right. laughs> Yeah, I tune that kind of stuff out. That's like a bad note to me.
Oh, somebody tried
that.
To come to me with that, and I got irate, and I wasn't trying to. I said, you're not about to sit here in my face, and I done seen the power of the Almighty working in the seen and the unseen, and you're not about to sit here and tell me He don't exist. You about to get hurt.
Exactly.
I'm about to act like David up in here. And start a war.
Yeah, because it's like somebody talking about my best friend. Like, you're not going to do that.
Now, you ain't talking about him. You better get a clue.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, Lord, I don't know what just happened to my switchboard. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. See, that's why we took a week off or two to get this to work right, and it's acting a fool again. Oh. But anyway, anybody have any questions? In the someone's asking, are you going to be at the BET Awards next month?
I think I am for the first time in life.
All right, woohoo! Salon, she says
yeah.
she thinks she is. One of my girlfriends on here, Salon from MySpace, she works though sometimes. She's in the entertainment industry, and she's there. How many of those things have you worked, Salon? Gee whiz, about 30? No, I'm playing.
Well, I would definitely see her there.
Yeah, you will see her. Send her a friend's request, Salon. Everybody, make sure you support I put it in the chat room, but I'll repeat it in case you guys are not in the chat room, to go hit them up and show some support to Christelle. And it's www.myspace.com, Christelle Music, and that's CristyleMusic. And then if you want to hit Chili up, it's www.myspace.com/officialchilimusic. Don't make me spell that for y'all. Y'all know how to spell that. You don't need to find her page.
Amen. I don't do that spelling thing. I sing it for you, but I ain't gonna spell them lyrics.
You know, so I'm definitely going to keep in touch with you and keep you in mind and let you know when we get some topics, especially when we do another spiritual topic, and keep you in mind so you can come on and put your two. I would love to have a conversation with you about the Almighty and your take on it.
Please.
And I hate that, like I said, I hate that I didn't even know about you before then, and you could have come on. It would have been, you know, just a great conversation, because I'm quite sure, you got some examples of the Almighty that you're willing to share and can tell people. Like we do, you know, like the old folks say, I ain't telling you what I heard.
Tell me what I know.
All right now. And you guys, thanks again. We're going to all hang up at the same time. But tune in Monday. I'm doing the show that I've been promising a lot of people. We're going to talk about appearances and perceptions. And I will tell you guys about my undercover work that I did as a writer. I posed as a male on MySpace to prove how people have appearances and perceptions. They say that they will, you know, like friendly people, outgoing people, and it's all cliquish, and they all full of shit. Let me just say it like that. So that's Monday's show, and I would love to thank Christelle for coming again. Thank you so much, and thank you, Crystal, for hooking it up. Appreciate you, and you're welcome back at any time. And
thank you. Nothing but
good love and blessings and mad respect for you, sister. You know, I'll be in touch.
Thank you, and God bless you and everybody and your co-host.
Thank you so much. And you guys, please remember her in your prayers. She's been really dealing with this. And, you know, and like I said, I'm pretty off my game tonight because it is serious. She's been up to stroke levels, and that's a very serious thing, and she's just 40. So, you guys, just make sure you keep her in your prayers, and we know everything's going to be all right. Thanks again, you guys.
I will just get that.
Yep. Thanks again, you guys, for coming in, my faithful listeners. I love y'all. Y'all know it. Always coming, always supporting. The new folk, I love you for coming in. Salon, big up. Big up Ed. Big up Sweets. Everybody, thank you again. You have a marvelous weekend, full of joy. And like we said before, put the Almighty first. Peace.
Peace.
We out.